Thank you for calling Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. This is Marvin speaking. How may I help you? Once again, thank you for calling Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. This is Marvin speaking. How may I help you?
Yes, Marvin. I was calling because I was trying to claim for 1 week on my job. They had gave us this number to call because we all for a week and to file the unemployment. But the catch to that is I worked there long enough to file, but I have to get it from my prior job also. So how would I do that? I need some help.
Okay, man, we just opened a claim. I just take your information.
Okay.
You're not working?
Not this week. They gave us whole weekend.
Okay, what's your social security number?
420-08-4010.
Okay, just a second. Okay, what's your first and last name?
Alicia Jones.
Okay. Okay, and what's your date of birth?
10/10/1964.
And your gender is female?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No, sir. No, sir.
Okay. And what is your preferred language?
English.
Okay. And do you consider yourself disabled?
No, sir. I pray I don't get disabled.
Okay. And did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No, sir.
Okay, and what is your highest grade you completed for school?
12.
Okay, and what's your mother's maiden name?
Harrell, H-A-R-R-E-L-L.
Okay, and do you have a driving license?
Yes, sir.
And what state was it issued?
Alabama.
And what's your driving license number?
Oh, I used to know by heart. 1 second. Hold on.
Yeah. 6726254. Okay, just a second.
Okay.
Okay, now if you approve for benefits, you have an option to receive your benefits direct deposit into your checking or saving account or the Alabama Advantage prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you. After you approve for payments, there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or saving account, we recommend direct deposit. Which one would you prefer?
Probably direct deposit.
Into your checking or your savings?
To my checking.
Okay, and what's your routing number?
261-272-046.
Okay, and what's your checking account number?
100-000-494-820.
Okay. And what is your mailing address?
36027. Uh, Oh, I'm sorry. I'm thinking about error code. Please forgive me. Oh, my mailing address is 7307 U.S. Highway 231.
Okay, you said
South.
Seven. Okay, you said seven what again?
307 U.S. Highway. Yes.
Okay, U.S. Highway.
Yes, sir.
Okay, just a second. Okay, so it's 307 U.S.
Yes,
Highway.
7307 U.S. Highway 231.
Are you saying seven? You said 307.
Yes. No, it's 37. It's I'm sorry, 7307.
Okay.
U.S. Highway, yes, sir, 231.
Okay,
south.
Just a second. Okay, so it's 7307 U.S. Highway 231.
Yes, sir. South.
Okay, south. And what city is that in?
Brundage, Brundidge, Alabama, 36010.
Okay, just a second. I need to find it in my list here. Just a second.
Yes, sir.
And you say Brundage, Alabama?
Yes, sir.
And what's that zip code?
36010.
Okay, now is the resident address different from the above mailing address?
No. Well, when I was at Tyson, I was at 630 East Union Street, but I'm working at Wayne Farm in Jackson, Alabama. So this is my new address, 7307 U.S. Highway 231.
Okay.
So which one would you need? Because I'm at Jackson, no longer at Tyson.
Okay. Do you get your mail at the above? Do you get your mail at the above address, and you live at the above address?
Yes. Yes,
okay.
Sir.
Okay. Has your address changed in the last year?
Yes.
Okay. And what's your telephone number? Your primary telephone number?
334-689-8919.
Okay, do you have a secondary number?
No, sir.
Okay,
just
would you like to provide an email address?
Yes, I can. ANNJA8310 at gmail.com.
Okay, it's ANNJA8310 at gmail.com.
Yes, sir.
Okay, just a second. Okay, so let me just verify your above address. Your mailing address, once again, it's 7307 U.S. Highway 231 South, Brundage, Alabama, 36010.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Okay, now it's necessary to verify your identity when filing unemployment benefits. You'll be asked to answer randomly generated questions. Which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? Selma, Madison, Dothan, Eufaula, or none of the above?
Which of the city what now?
Which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? Selma, Madison, Dothan, Eufaula?
Yes.
Okay, which of the following professional license have you ever held? Certified RN, anesthesiist, dermatologist, podiatrist, radiologist, oncologist, or none of the above?
None of the above.
And which of the following vehicles have you ever owned or leased? A 1996 Plymouth Voyager, a 1997 Acura CL, 1999 Mazda Millennium, 2003 Honda Element, or I've never been associated with any of these vehicles?
I have had a Mazda, but I don't forget what year, and it was around the 90-something, so that 1999 might be it.
Okay, and did you receive notification that you had TR certification?
What's that?
Okay, if you don't know what it is, then no, ma'am, it'll be a no. Have you worked since the last time that you filed?
Has I worked? Yes, sir. I'm working.
Okay, and did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No.
Okay, and did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No, sir.
Okay, and have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No, sir.
Okay, did you serve active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No.
Okay, and was the work you performed with the same employer you reported on your last claim? Was the work that you performed with the same employer you reported on your last claim?
Yeah,
last time
my
you
last
found,
job.
Okay.
Yeah. So would that be yes? I don't know, because my last job when I tried to file, I did report. So what do that mean that?
Yeah. Was the work that you performed with the same employer you reported on your last claim?
Oh, yes, because I'm still working at Wayne Farm, so,
okay.
And I'm just trying to, okay. Yeah, so I think that question will be yes, I think.
Okay, when was your last day of work?
My last day of work was July the 22nd.
Of 2022?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes, I'm able to work. Yes, sir.
Okay, do you work for yourself on a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
No, sir. I work in, a business.
Okay, are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No, sir.
Okay, are you currently registered or attending school or training?
No.
Okay, are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes, sir.
Okay, are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Have you applied for, are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No, sir.
Have you applied for, are you receiving workman compensation due to a work-related injury?
No, sir.
Okay, do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
No, sir.
Okay, did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
Yes, August, is it August 1st? Yes, August 1st.
Of 2022?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and are you a temporary layoff due to company vacation period or a scheduled company shutdown for no more than 2 weeks?
Company shutdown, doing some work on the in the plant.
Okay, what's your job title?
DSI.
What is that?
I work in on the nugget line at the chicken house. And it's called DSI.
Okay, just a second.
Yes, sir.
Are you seeking work in your current occupation?
Well, I'm going back to work, so what would after that be? I guess yes, because I'm going back to the same job.
Okay, and what's your last employer?
Tyson.
You said Wayne Farms.
Yeah, it is Wayne Farm. I thought you were talking about the one that
yes, ma'am.
Yes, sir. I'm sorry.
That's all right. Okay. And what's your company phone number?
It's 334-897-3435.
Okay, so it's 334.
Mhm.
And you said 334.
Yes, sir. 334-897-3435. Did you get that?
Yes, ma'am. Just a second.
Okay.
Okay, and what was your starting date there?
January the 3rd, 22.
And your last day before the shutdown was July the 22nd?
Second, yes, sir. That Friday.
Okay, have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay after your last day of work? Vacation pay?
No, sir. That's why they told us to file the claim. They gave us the form before we left and told us we filed for our unemployment.
Okay, what city was this work performed in?
It's Jacks, Alabama.
Jacks, J-A-C-K-S?
A-L, yes, sir. And the zip code is 36346.
No, I don't need the zip code.
Oh, okay.
Okay, and will you receive sick pay?
No, I ain't been there long
and
now.
And holiday
have
pay?
A vacation. Oh, you get a vacation.
Okay, so you're not going to receive the holiday pay either?
No, ain't no holiday coming up. Is it a holiday coming up?
I just had to ask these questions.
Okay, okay. I'm sorry.
It's part of the form.
Okay.
Have you applied for a pension? Are you receiving a pension from
no,
the employer?
Sir.
Okay.
No, sir.
And this is your last employer, is that correct?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay. And just a second. Okay, and do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefits check withheld for federal income tax?
Do that mean take the taxes out?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, yeah, sure, y'all can. How much are you going to take a lot out?
Ma'am, I don't know. I don't know.
Out because I don't want to be responsible. Yes.
Okay.
I want to get in trouble.
Okay, and I'm going to provide you with a four-digit PIN number, and that number is going to be 10.
Okay.
64.
Okay.
Okay, just a second. Okay, just a second. Just a second.
Yes, sir.
Okay, now the following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process unemployment claims. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claims requirements effective this week. Since you are a job attached and have an expect a recall date to return to work, you are not required to seek work, but you must be able and available for recall and maintain contact with your employer as required. Your employer will be asked to verify the recall date that you gave us. If your employer indicates that you are not going to be recalled or your recall date is outside the period covered by the unemployment compensation law, you'll be expected to search for work on a weekly basis and maintain a record of your work search in case your claim is selected for review.
Okay.
Unemployment claims use a calendar week that begins on Sunday and ends on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification either by telephone or internet in order to claim your benefits. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. If you choose to file over the internet, the web address is going to be www.labor.alabama.gov. If you file over the telephone, the number that you would need to call each week is 1-800-752-7389. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. Friday, but not on Saturdays. Make your first certification either by telephone or internet next week. And this completes the unemployment
claim. Is it this
claim.
Sunday coming up?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Okay. Now, do you have any other questions?
No, sir. I just wanted to make sure I don't file on the wrong date, so it's this thing coming up.
Okay.
And I got to 5 o'clock.
That's correct, ma'am.
Okay.
Okay. Well, if there's nothing else I can help you with, we do thank you for calling Alabama Unemployment Compensation Call Center, and you have a nice evening.
And you too. Yeah, well, bless you again.
The same
bye-bye.
To you, ma'am. Bye-bye.